On RSN 927, it's now 11:05 as we preview this afternoon's meeting in Victoria, the second meeting, which of course is going to be conducted at Terang. We've got Warren Huntley along to preview. How are you, Warren?
I'm going well, thanks, Nadja. I was just loving that live coverage from Bendigo.
So was I. What do you make of Terang today?
Look, it's a typically competitive program, and a lot of the stables that you expect, such as Archie Alexander, Simon Wilde, to the fore. I like a few of the races, and I certainly think we can finish in front.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a maiden over the 2150, and here we've got number three, Davliom, at 6, 480 for Scobie, 370 heading north, and La Belva is at 225.
Yeah, I'm happy to chime in fashionably late here at Terang, Nards. I'm not enamoured with this race, and there's not a lot of good form in the horses that have been exposed at this distance range. I'm going to go with number eight, La Belva, who had one run in the distance range last start. The winkers are swapped for the blinkers today, and at least there might be some depth to that form. I'm going to go with eight, La Belva, heading north. They just went farcically slow in the early stages of that race last start, and she couldn't sprint quick enough to hold off Avachat. She's limited, but she'll make her own luck, and if they don't go hard again, she might give a sight. Another one with less convictions than most is Scobie, who gets up that little bit in distance here and at least is showing some type of affinity for getting up further in trip. And Hanaki Warrior form intertwines with a few of these might be next best. But I won't be playing in the first. Put them in 8, 7, 4 and 2.
So 8 from 7, 4 and 2 in race number 1. We go to the second event, and this is a maiden 1200 for 3-year-old fillies. You can take out the 5, number 1, Act of Fame at 550, 8, 4K... Kazabili, Damascus Moment at 225, Mac 3, 550, and Rightus Mischief is at $4.80.
Gee, it's been one-way traffic this morning for Damascus Moment, Nards. A couple of recent jump-outs in the region have been very good, particularly the most recent one. Just looks to be a galloper with tactical speed and a bit of strength. Just the most recent jump-out at Camperdown was just terrific. I've got him on top, but on the same day, the jump-out of 3, Kazabili, was also quite encouraging. I think the discrepancy in the market is a bit high, but I do think that the two first starters have a terrific chance here. I put 4 ahead of 3. 8, Rightus Mischief, was solid first up. Will be fitter with that run under the belt, and maybe Active Fame, having its first run for the Snowden camp, might be next best. But yeah, I'd be surprised if the first starters, a couple of them, aren't right to the fore here, Nards. 4, 3, 8, 1.
4 from 3, 8 and 1. We now go to race 3 over 1400, and here we've got number 1, Abraded, at 3, 850 for Awesome Mover, down to $4, Convict Sam, 250 for Tassie O'Reilly.
Yeah, Tassie O'Reilly's trimmed right up. I'm with Abraded here, Nards. I could play around with a few of the numbers in this race, but I thought Abraded getting fitter for a couple of runs back from a spell, drawn well, recent addition to the Archie Alexander stable, going with one ahead of 10 Feel the Beat, who's an interesting runner across from Tasmania. Recent trial was really encouraging. Scratch from a meeting last week to be safe for this. Looks to be going well for the new camp. Tassie O'Reilly, I think, comes through a reasonable form race first up on debut. The step up in distance suits another one having its first run for a new camp. And I thought a recent jump out of 5, Convict Sam, says he's made a bit of improvement during a break. 1, 10, 7 and 5.
1 from 10, 7 and 5. Now we go to race number 4. Here you can take out the 2. We've got number 1, Clever George, at 6. 7 for the Jackal, down to $1.90 for Wishful Realiser, and Blame Rodney is at $5.
Of the shorties through the day, Nards, I'm happy to trust Wishful Realiser here. He does come back in distance from a run at 1,400 metres, but he gets the blinkers on here, swapping for the winkers. And he's got some tactical speed, and I just think he'll be really strong at the end of 1,200 metres here. I thought he made a bit of a dash near the inside at 1,400 metres last start, then was just grabbed late, and the swoopers were out wide there. But the sidekick ran quite well from back in the field yesterday in a stronger race. So I think we can trust that form, and I think with the blinkers on, could be the day for Wishful Realiser. Number 9 ahead of 1, Clever George, who's busting to win a race, but 14 start maiden with 10 placings tells you that he keeps running on, but he just keeps finding one or two better. That could well be the case today, but he'll be strong late here, and if they're running on a Terang, that'll suit him. 10 Blame Rodney and maybe 11 Lake Laney. I do think the race falls away, but Lake Laney might get a soft run from a favourable draw. 9, 1, 10, 11.
So we go 9 from 1, 10 and 11. Now we go over to race 5 over 1200 to 58. Here you can take out the 7, number 1, Under God's Sky, 850, Count of Carford at 3, 230 for Covert Miss, Lutasaurus, 750, Quietly Angry at $4.60.
Yeah, Simon Wilde resisted the temptation of backing up Covert Miss last week. She was narrowly beaten at Warrnambool at her most recent run, and then there was a meeting there last week, and she was scratched from that meeting, saved for today, and I think a couple of weeks between runs. She can run well. She was only grabbed right on the line here last start. I thought Count of Carford would certainly appreciate getting away from Mystico. That was a pretty strong benchmark, 64. We've seen Mystico go up to much better grade here, so down to 58 grade, and that was a very strong 64 last start. I think they're the two main chances. Lartasora might be fitter for that last run, had a little bit of gap between runs going into that, and Quietly Angry first up might be off the speed and strong late. 3, 2, 4, 7.
So we go 3 from 2, 4, and 7. Then we go to the next race, 6, 1,000 metre 58, and here you can take out runners 2, 5, and also the 7. Number 1, Tonteria, is at 6, 5.50 for Juanito Juvez, 3.40 for Sister Marie. Secretan is at 4.80, and she's our gift at $4.
Not a firm opinion here, Nard. A few different form lines coming together and a number of horses first up, and probably would have seen like them jump out a little bit better, but race pressure can be different. I'm going to go with She's Our Gift, who's got that race fitness on her side. She's consistent. I just hope she begins cleanly, because her best option is to roll somewhere near the speed. And Secretan and Chirac might be rolling forward here also, and she might just be able to get a nice run on the speed, but without doing all the bullocking work. Race I'm not keen on, but I'm loading up this leg of the quaddy to some extent. 10, She's Our Gift ahead of 9, Secretan. I thought trialled well going into the first run for the new camp, and getting onto firmer ground here could be a positive. 8, Sister Marie's jumped out okay to resume here, but she can be effective on the fresh side. Winkers come off and the winkers go on, and 1, Tonteria has got that race fitness and might be next best, but I'll even be including Juanito Juvez in my quaddy. 10, 9, 8, and 1.
10, 9, 8, 1, race 7 over 1,400, and here you can take out runners 2 and also the 5 along with number 13. We've got number 3, Alonrus at 8.50, Telemarket at 3.90, $5 Last Vane, American Summer is at $4.80.
And has trimmed up this morning, American Summer Nards. It was my value at around about the $5 or $6. And I still think from the benefit of recent racing, you might be able to jump and get somewhere just near the speed here, American Summer. Again, in an even race, I'm going to go with 12 ahead of 1. Blamey House just needs a little bit of luck from that draw, but had no luck at all 2 starts ago, and put a lie to that last start with a good run behind Trenchant, who then ran well in stronger company last week. Pegleg then comes through that same form line, and the blinkers go on 11 Last Vane, who's been a bit of drifter in the market since the markets first went up, and I'm not surprised. 12, 1, 6, 11.
12 from 1, 6 and 11, and then to the last race, 8 over 1850, and in this event you can take out 13, 14 and the 15. Number 1, Set the Bar High, 4.40, Tough Vic at 9. Miss Demeter is at 3.10, 4.20 for Kadabra, down to a Quiet Drink at $9.50.
I think we can work around the top three chances here, Nards. I think Set the Bar High, who did drop back from 2,000 to 1,600 metres last start, but ran well behind Samari, will appreciate the step up in distance here. Alana Kelly's making her way in the riding ranks, and Simon Wilde developing a good association with her, and I think the 3 kilo claim here is valuable, and obviously weighted at 64 kilos needs a little bit of help, but I think he can run well here at the 1850. Mr. Meter, I think, had her chance last start. I was keen on her there. My Shumai was just better than her, but the form through Von Mystic the start before is holding up well. Kadabra is progressing well. I think Nigel Blackston is now basing himself at Ballarat, so hasn't had time to settle into the new stable, I wouldn't have thought, but Kadabra is going well, and the step up in distance suits, and a Quiet Drink might be next best with a tongue tie going on. 1, 3, 6, 7.
1 from 3, 6, and 7, and what's your best roughy quaddy and your play of the day?
I think the best is race 4, number 9, Wishful Realiser, Nards, and the value's diminished a bit, but I'm going with race 7, number 12, American Summer. For the quaddy, firstly, just numbers 2 and 3. Second leg, 1, 4, 8, 9 and 10. Third leg numbers 1, 6, 10, 11 and 12. And home with numbers 1, 3 and 6. And I'm going to play an early quaddy on the first four races as my play of the day. First leg numbers 4, 7 and 8. Second leg numbers 3, 4 and 8. Third leg numbers 1, 5, 7 and 10. And home in the early quaddy with numbers 1 and 9.
Very good, Warren. All the best of luck with it. Thank you.
Thanks, Nard.
Warren Hutley previewing Terang. Up next, we'll be going through the meeting at